now to the White House here in Washington, D.C. President Bush emerged into the Oval Office about an hour and 15 minutes ago to nominate Ben Bernanke as the next chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Alan Greenspan, who's served in that post for more than 18 years, steps down at the end of January. Bernanke is a former member of the Fed's Board of Governors. He's current chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. And joining us from the White House now is NPR White House correspondent David Green. Nice to have you with us.
Good to be here, Neil.
What do we know about Ben Bernanke?
Well, we'd like to know a lot more. You know, being a governor on the Fed is not a job in which you go public that often. The president brought him to the White House early in the summer to serve as chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, but we didn't see much of him in that job either. And you look back over the president's term and when there were times of recession and times when the president really wanted to try and put a public face on the White House economic policy, you saw more of his economic advisors. The past few months, there have been hurricanes, there have been other priorities, the war in Iraq. There hasn't been that need. You haven't seen a lot of him. You did see Ben Bernanke show up in Crawford, Texas, at a briefing for reporters right near the president's ranch. And that's the first time, at least the White House press corps got a sense for him. And it was interesting, very academic. It was almost like we received a lecture on economics from someone who knows the subject quite well.
When Mr. Bernanke was appointed to be the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors at the White House less than a year ago, it was widely seen as a trial run to see how well the White House and the president liked him as the possibility of his replacing Mr. Greenspan. In accepting the nomination at the Oval Office today, Mr. Bernanke said his first priority would be continuity with Mr. Greenspan's policies.
And obviously that was an important message for him to deliver, to be sure, when talking about the markets and what the reaction might be. You said it was a test run, and I think that is a very strong possibility. The President Bush has, we've seen in Harriet Myers, his Supreme Court nomination, in Alberto Gonzalez and Condoleezza Rice, members of his cabinet. He puts people in important positions who he knows very well, even John Roberts. The Chief Justice, he brought him to the White House and wanted to have some close heart-to-heart meetings with him before he named him. And you could speculate that the president thought about this nomination, thought that Dr. Bernanke was his guy, and then he decided to put him in a White House job for a few months. Of course, the other possibility is the president was getting ready to respond to any criticism that might exist from his conservative base and from Republicans about whether Ben Bernanke is political enough, and bringing him into a job at the White House that is political could be one way to appease those critics.
Well, is he seen as a supporter of administration policy, for example, on borrowing, on tax cuts?
He is. I mean, being in that job, you almost have to be seen as an ally. The one message that Dr. Bernanke has really gotten out was the concern that the president has had over the rising cost of health care. And he has stuck to that message closely in that briefing in Crawford, Texas. Reporters, as they always do, were trying to get behind the numbers that the economic advisors were presenting. You know, well, what's really causing this? Why are you so worried about rising health care now? And Dr. Bernanke basically said, you know, I'm an economist. I talk in statistics. This is happening. Talked in very simple terms, but no doubt supportive of the president's policies.
In terms of response, well, we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average jump about 60 points as soon as word of the nomination leaked out. We've also had pretty good political response on both sides of the aisle in Congress. Charles Schumer, who's a Democrat, the highest-ranking Democrat on the committee, said we need a careful, non-ideological person who understands that the Federal Reserve's main job is to fight inflation. Ben Bernanke seems to fit that bill, and Republicans, too, have been very positive in terms of his nomination.
That's right. We just saw a statement from Senator Richard Shelby, who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, the Republican from Alabama. He predicted that the nominee is going to be well-received by everyone on his committee. And the Bank of England governor, Mervyn King, welcomed the nomination, but also said that it's not going to be easy to follow in Alan Greenspan's footsteps. And I think that's a message you're going to be hearing from people as well as they begin to react.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve, often described as the second most powerful job in Washington. David Green, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Neil.
David Green is NPR's White House correspondent, and he talked to us from our bureau, or our closet there, to be more accurate. Coming up after the break, the Harriet Myers nomination to the Supreme Court has sparked a reexamination of the role of faith in public life. That after President Bush said that part of the reason he nominated Harriet Myers to the job was because of her religion. Former Senator John Danforth, current Senator Joseph Lieberman, Congressman Thomas Tancredo will join us to talk about where they draw the line. And we also want to hear from you as well. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, our email address, totn@npr.org. A discussion on religion and politics next on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.